The homecoming feast lasted a full 3 days with little let-up. The amount of food and drink a regiment of Hares got through was truly legendary. Ambrovena sat between Lord Brang and Buckler. She enjoyed every moment of it, even the bawdy barrack-room ballads. She joined in as she learned the choruses. All the young Hares voted her tremendously popular, especially after she gave an exhibition of slinging out on the beach. They were filled with awe at the distance and accuracy of the Badger Maid's throwing. Diggs had the company in peals of laughter, wearing the false ear in various positions, under his chin as a beard or across his nose as a moustache, when he performed an hilarious imitation of General Flurry. Lord Brang and Buckler took a break from the festivities on the third afternoon. Away from the hurly-burly, they sat on a sun-warmed rock just above the tide line. The Badger Lord stared out at the placid sea, gently lapping golden sand as it ebbed westward. Brang sighed.
You know, Buck, I wish you'd reconsider that post as a senior officer. Lady Ambrovena would welcome a fine brain such as yours when she takes over from me.
Buckler tossed a pebble at the receding tide.
I didn't say I wouldn't help her, sir. I'd give my life in her service, she knows that. But this thing about being a general, well, it's not really my style.
The big old badger chuckled.
In some ways you never change. Just like your grandsire, a true Cordine warrior. Though listening to the report of your mission, I can see that you've altered greatly in other things. Experience. That's what you've gained, Buck.
The young hare picked up some sand, then let it sift through his paw.
I've seen a few things and learned a bit. Travelling with a companion like good old Diggs, friends such as the Witherspikes and the Gowsome, discovering the wonders of Redwall Abbey and its honest creatures, even meeting my first Bloodwrath mole, Axtel. Losing my brother, Cleren. Seeing his two little babes, knowing what it means to be an uncle. Freeing the young'uns, battling with the ravagers, watching friend and foe alike slain. You don't live through those things without adding to your knowledge of life, sir. Thanks to you who sent me off that day. It seems so long ago now.
They sat in silence a moment, then Buckler arose.
Begging your pardon, Lord, but I've got to go. It's time for Lady Ambrovena's fencing lesson.
Brang nodded, drawing a parchment from his cloak pocket.
Of course. Off you go now. I'll read this letter you brought from my friend Marjoram.
Buckler saluted and trotted off. The Badger Lord watched him draw his long rapier as he went, ready to begin the lesson. Before he unrolled the parchment, he called after the young hare.
Before you go, do you remember what I told you about travelling?
Buckler turned in a swirl of sand, shouting his reply.
Indeed I do, sire. You said travelling was an adventure, and it was, too. A real adventure.
Bounding up onto a rock, Buckler twirled his blade on high. With all the joy and vigour of his growing seasons, he roared the long patrol battle cry.